Welcome again to the Mindspace Art blog. In the show notes, there's a link to some information about an interesting debacle that happened recently. Essentially, O'Reilly has been using the term Web 2.0 conference for a number of years now, and the conference itself that they run has become very popular. So they've decided to trademark the term Web 2.0 conference. They sat on it for quite a while, and just recently they decided to send a letter to a person running an Irish conference that had the name Web 2.0 in its title. Essentially, it was a very stern letter from their lawyers stating that they had to rename their conference, and they only had 2 weeks before the conference actually started, which made it rather tricky. There's more information in the show notes, but the following podcast is an interesting perspective that I had on this issue. I hope you enjoy it. First of all, I should probably explain my point of view. I don't mind companies doing that kind of protection and stuff. I think that's, you know, got to be done. But I think in this case, O'Reilly really has kind of stepped out of line in quite a few different ways. I mean, for starters, there's the whole waiting for 9 months and then in the last 2 weeks telling them what they wanted to do. That's pretty rude. Secondly, you know, not bothering to just call them up and say hi, but just send a really sort of blunt lawyer statement. That didn't seem too nice either. But thirdly, what sort of confuses the heck out of me is that when I was taught about trademarks, I was told that you had to be careful because if your trademark becomes a generic term, then you do lose control of it. So I don't really understand how O'Reilly think they can still retain control over it now that it is very generic. It sort of boggles the mind. So anyway, it's kind of seemed like almost an anticlimax in the end that O'Reilly did end up having no jurisdiction in Ireland, and so the whole sort of debate became moot. But I think it is important to have this issue resolved more clearly. I mean, listening to Lawrence Lessig, he says these kind of unresolved problems become a lawyer's playground, and that has the result of sort of chilling the whole environment. I mean, I think what he means by that is that, you know, because it's unresolved, people are just going to still be hesitant about doing anything in that regard in the future. So it is kind of chilling any potential growth in the future. So the solution that I thought might be interesting to really resolve this is that people should really stop referring to the term Web 2.0 at all and instead maybe use the term Web 2.1. I mean, not only does this give people like O'Reilly no leg to stand on because it's no longer the same term that they trademarked, but it also sends a strong message that the social web community is not going to sort of stand for this kind of corporate intimidation, that they're going to be creative and strong enough to work their way around these issues. So in this way, I don't think it's a gimmick. I think that saying Web 2.1 is actually quite descriptive. It is actually describing a new version of the web in a way. It's a new version of the web that is slightly evolved more in thinking rather than technology, I guess, but more evolved than the previous version of the web maybe. And I guess it could have some connection to the related fights that are going on regarding the likes of internet neutrality and free culture as well. But of course, the only way that the term Web 2.1 is going to become generic is for people to spread it and use it. Who knows if that will actually happen, but I think if it is used, it shouldn't be just used blindly, but it should be used with the knowledge of what it really represents versus Web 2.0 and why a term Web 2.1 really became necessary.